He's kind of like the Joe Rogan of the hospitality industry right now.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You know, it ultimately just comes down to a connection of like answering that question, well, why invest in the training, you know, and because I think it is related to that staff turnover, and the statistics are there to say that, you know, that first 90 days, there's an enormous amount of turnover in the first 90 days, and training's a huge in-exit interviews. Many people cite training and lack of support as the reason for leaving. And ultimately, you know, even if someone's with you for 3 months, they can still just, you know, destroy your relationship with a customer or customers or your brand. If you treat them well, they might stay longer than 3 months. They might refer a friend to come and work in your business. You know, every customer experience matters. So if you look at it from that point of view, that's the reason why. And I think that's ultimately where technology needs to play a role. Like I mentioned, like the labor cost and the significant challenges of onboarding staff in a regular turnover environment and retraining is enormous. And that's where technology can play a role. I don't think online learning is a replacement at all for what happens in a venue. But blended learning is the smarter solution. And that's where we see these companies that we work with at Tipsy and elsewhere are really embracing.
Welcome to Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast where we discuss all things hospitality, hotels, and business. You can find us online at slicktalkthepodcast.com and on every podcast listening platform.
Today's episode is sponsored by Tipsy. And honestly, if you haven't heard of Tipsy yet, you're missing out. Tipsy is an online hospitality learning platform full of the coolest lessons and courses on a whole range of hospitality skills led by world-class instructors who really know their stuff. Imagine a Netflix account just for hospitality skills. That's what you get with Tipsy. Scrolling through the Tipsy library, there are lessons on everything from data security to gin cocktail recipes to COVID-19 service tips. You're getting practical information you can actually use day to day. And the lessons are so fun and convenient. In 5 minutes, you can learn a new skill that might just help you get that dream job. The best part is the great team over at Tipsy has made their entire catalog free until the end of September. That's over 800 lessons you can access at the click of a button. And yes, there's an app for learning on the go. So go ahead, head over to tipsy.com, that's T-Y-P-S-Y, to kick your hospitality career up a notch.
He's kind of like the Joe Rogan of the hospitality industry right now.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast. Again, your host, Will Slickers. Pretty cool episode today. I'm actually kind of excited. This has been a long time, again, coming for the show. Behind the scenes, been working with the lovely company Tipsy, based out in Australia. And today I have the pleasure to interview the creator and CEO. So, Jonathan, how are we doing today, my friend?
Hey, Will. Nice to join you, and thanks for having us on. Doing very well. Yeah, nice to be with you.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to dive in with just give us a little bit of background on your story.
The background with myself and Tipsy about, what is it now? The last few years have flown by, but about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, I was a commercial mortgage broker, specializing in financing pubs, hotels, and restaurants and bars. So before that, I'd had a business doing commercial finance and loved hospitality. My experience was on the other side of the bar, just enjoying hospitality as a patron and as a customer. And decided to start a business servicing that market. And about 3 or 4 years ago, we built a national business across Australia. And one of the things I did at the time, actually, we'll start a podcast. But I was terrible at it. Will, you are very good at it. I was shocking at it. But I did that as a way just to initially try and learn and meet some people. And through one of the conversations, it came up that one of the guests was trying to get their head around how to manage their online reputation and TripAdvisor and things like that. And yeah, I thought, oh, I wonder if there's an online course about that. And I just Googled it afterwards. Couldn't find anything that I thought was really, you know, really cool or relevant. And at the time, I was aware of a company called Lynda.com who have a huge library of courses for, you know, the sort of IT side of things. And just thought to myself, why doesn't this exist? You know, there's an opportunity here. I'd known from meeting all our customers and people in the industry how much of a struggle it is to train staff, to keep them engaged, and so forth. So yeah, it was just one of those moments that there wasn't anything sort of any major aha moment other than just like, why isn't this happening? And we just traded in the calculators, got rid of those, bought some cameras, sold that business within 3 to 4 months, and decided to go all in. And I've been regretting it ever since now.
Well, that's awesome. So for all the listeners that maybe haven't heard of Tipsy, explain maybe a little bit more in depth what it is. So it's an online learning platform. And so for me, I guess another like off the cuff question would be, how do you guys pick your instructors or, pick what type of content to curate for your guys' your online platform?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd add to that. So we're a content platform with, we've got about 700 or 800 lessons at the moment. And we're also a technology solution designed to make it easy to automate your training and make that stuff happen. Our biggest thing from day one is we just want to create content that's relevant and that resonates with the audience in hospitality. So at the time, we did some research. There's about 300 million people working in hospitality. 2/3 are under the age of 25. And when we had a look at the courses that were available, we felt that they weren't always appealing to that generation who want to watch things online and have short videos that are engaging. And they often were using voiceovers and actors and things that didn't necessarily resonate when we went and asked people the sort of content that they would like. So our approach is to just ask ourselves, what's the, and this is actually how we started. We just ask a business, look, if we gave you a film crew today and you could film any course that would just help your business, what would it be? And we'd go and ask that question as many times as we could. And once we heard a common answer that kept coming up, we would go, okay, let's do that course. And we'd simply ask who's the best in the industry globally on this topic, create a short list and reach out. So we really go after instructors who are operational. They've been recognized by their peers, they've won awards, and they're not approaching the subject from a theoretical basis only. They're living that every day in what they're doing in their life and through their experiences. So that's how we find people. And of course they need to have some experience on camera.
Yeah.
And be comfortable with that. So yeah.
Well, that's I've been on that side, you know, of training and learning through, you know, through companies like Marriott or, you know, wherever. And yeah, they're kind of dull. And so when I came across Tipsy, I was like, oh, thank God, because this is how I learn. I'm a visual person, but not visual on reading a slideshow. If I wanted to read a slideshow, I just get a book. So I think it's really, really innovative. And with this, what was it like creating a dynamic platform the way it is? Early stages in the beginning, you know, I saw some articles doing some research and it looked like the Tipsy logo has evolved over time and the overall brand. But when it comes to the tech and platform side, how is that really, I guess, where maybe some challenges or just some major accomplishments that you guys have made with that from the beginning to now?
Yeah, great question. The simplest way to sound like what's it been like, it's been challenging. It's been a massive struggle. Like any business, as you grow a business or a new idea or something, it's a test of persistence, really. So I think it's Winston Churchill says, like, success is moving from one failure to another without loss of enthusiasm. And really, that's what it's felt like being on the Tipsy journey, is just constantly trying things, seeing what works, what doesn't, and just staying positive and evolving. So for us, it's one thing to say, hey, let's go create a library of courses with the world's best talent, but it's incredibly expensive. We've filmed courses in over about 15 countries. It's a challenge. We've written well over 200,000 or 300,000 lines of code. None of this has come easily. We've had to build the resources as we go. Every corner that we've turned, we sort of hit struggles. So I think the thing for us is, you mentioned sort of like what was it like in the early stages. The scary part for me is I think we still are in the early stages. at the moment, we had about 100,000 or 110,000 subscribers as at yesterday. So that's growing really fast. We did 1 million video lessons last month that we served. So there's some good growth there, and we're grateful that, we're providing something that people are finding really valuable. But in terms of our journey, I think we're still really, really early, and this whole sort of online learning market and how it adds value to the hospitality industry is still very embryonic in terms of how that looks and how it feels to be a customer. So we're still very early. I think probably what's changed is initially when we started, we just weren't sure if anyone would like our courses or anyone would want to watch them, or if we'd be able to get any customers. So we've validated some of those things. So I'd say our friend of mine, said early, look, we've all got problems. You just want better quality problems, And I think our problems have just got a little bit better, I'd rather be dealing with the problem of, how we're managing our growth and the challenges in our current environment than having built a product that no one gets value from or finds really, really meaningful. It's been challenging. It's been super challenging.
Well, it's very well said. I think like all good things are hard, and this is something I think we see in the industry. Hospitality is not easy, and I think as a broad scale, when you look at the world and you look at different industries in the world, hospitality I think is very overlooked. People don't understand how insanely hard it is to be in the industry of like hotels, restaurants, any type of lodging. It's a kicker. Like, it is really hard. So I think very well said, very well put, and all good things come from hard, I guess, whatever you would want to call it. But I think you and I are pretty similar, and with believing, hospitality and restaurants and hotels, sectors like that can be a little bit behind when it comes to things like training, software, tech, overall new age things. Why do you think that is? And what can leaders like ourselves in the industry do to help guide the wave of change?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think there's a multitude of issues that might add up to that. I think as an industry, one thing that really I didn't fully appreciate as we started Tipsy and is just how time poor everyone is. Managers in venues, business owners, staff, they really got a lot going on. So I think one of the challenges with introducing new technology is just having the time and resources for implementation. Mm-hmm. You come across many businesses who might have rushed implementation with another product, technology product or something similar, and it didn't go well, and they're a bit reluctant to move. So I think we just need to be aware of that, and we've constantly just worked on how we can improve and focus on ourselves, and how do we get better at making this easier for people, so it takes less time. The thing that we've really learned from a Tipsy perspective is we need to be part of the solution. It's not the business's fault that they're time poor. It's inherent in the industry. What can we do to to help. So our focus with how we evolve the product is how do we remove the management overhead for onboarding? How do we remove the management overhead for assigning training? So it's really, I think the time poor thing is one thing. I think as an industry, again, just the things you learn and appreciate through being with customers is just how challenging it is. It's incredibly challenging. So I think what we find is people in the past might not have prioritized bringing in something like online training, some businesses, not because they don't realize it's important. If you sit down with most owners or managers, they're smart people. They know that, you know, they want to be able to provide training and have the best staff they can. But they're just triaging a mix of challenges and they can sort of get away with pushing training lower down the pecking order because they've just got other things they need to do. So I think again, that comes down to us taking ownership for communicating the message on how training and learning can drive value to their business and making it easier to onboard and see those results. And another thing we've really wrestled with and learnt as we've gone is about that struggle for businesses is just the low margin environment they deal with in the hospitality industry in terms of their profitability. So we've had to really adapt to that and think about that. So the labor cost of delivering training is so significant. So if you've got staff coming in who you've got to pay an hourly rate to do training that's not required, but it would just be nice for them to have better skills. How do you manage that balance? So you might get people who would love to be able to provide more training to staff, but they don't have that within their labor budget for training. So again, that just comes down to how we can get better. So we've designed Tipsy so you can assign required training, but you can also let the learner run their own path in their own time to build the skills to benefit them, which then benefits sort of both parties. So I think I think what we can do, I guess, as leaders in the industry is really be part of the solution. Just think, get better. I just see it as a challenge for us to get better. You know, how do we improve our product? How do we improve our communication? And to some extent as well, how do we be more focused in what we do? One thing we've really had to rationalize with Tipsy is when we first started, one of the things we needed to work out is, well, will anyone buy our product? So the first thing we did is build Tipsy and just walk down the a strip of restaurants and shops here in Melbourne called Chapel Street, and we'd just sign people up to Tipsy. And we learned really fast that that's actually a really poor way to bring someone into an online product, because you might be selling a 60-year-old person who owns a nice hotel or a restaurant, and they're not someone who's online. They're not someone who's going to go online and manage things, and you're off to a bad start. So you've really, above and beyond those other things, from our own business perspective, we've had to really narrow down and ask ourselves, well, who is our ideal customer, and how do we support them so they have a good experience? And for those that aren't in that realm at the moment, we just need to provide great education and information so that if and when they're ready to embrace technology and leverage technology like Tipsy, that they're aware of us and we can help them.
Awesome. Well, do you think, so this kind of leads, kind of answered this a little bit, but I want to see maybe if you have more thought. Do you think there's a lack of training or quality training that comes in result of a high employee turnover in the hospitality business? So I know when I was managing a restaurant, we went through there. We had, of course, our core people that have been there for years and just were, kick-ass players and always did great work and just loved being there. And then, of course, you have that, seasonality of winter and summer and employees going back to school and all these other things, but also very, very high hire and let go or, quit rates. What do you think? Do you think that has something to do with training or proper onboarding with new employees?
Well, so when that was the situation, what was the approach to training? Just out of interest, what was the approach to training in that environment? Did the more transient staff get the same commitment to training or get offered training? How did that? What did that look like?
I would definitely say when it came to like new menus and everything like that, as a whole staff training, you know, we went over the wine list and we tasted it and we, you know, had the person come in and explain it and blah, 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 blah. Everyone took notes. When it came to new staff, like maybe a new busboy or a hostess or a waitress. So they'd be going through like the company orientation. And then of course they would get into their first day, learn where everything was. They would get a walkthrough, a tour. From the tour, they would then see where their station was, see what the software was or where the trays were or, you know, how we do this. And they were shown the process of like what their shift would look like. And then they do that for an extensive amount of time with, of course, a supervisor or another coworker that has been just doing that forever. And then once they felt comfortable enough and passed like a checklist of things, they were then let go on their own.
Yeah. So after that initial onboarding training, it's just out into the wild, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, that tends to, I mean, of the thousands of conversations, I guess, we've had on this topic, you do hear quite regularly from some, like, I guess the mindset of, you know, why invest in training for someone who's only going to leave in 3 months, you know, you're sort of dealing with that as a challenge. I think, you know, the first thing would be, well, and how we see people leveraging technology like Tipsy is to firstly just reduce your time on retraining. So in that situation of onboarding, for example, there's some elements where it makes sense to deliver in-person training, you know, because it's a great thing to do, to walk someone around the venue and to show them how a piece of machinery works or whatever, like that makes a lot of sense. But then there's a lot of wasted time and resource retraining, where you could film one video once, do a good job, upload it to Tipsy, and then schedule it out to your next 200 staff, to 2,000 staff, whatever the case is, and have that video leverage, so you don't have a cost of paying the trainer to deliver it. You know that it's been done. It can be watched on the bus on the way to the shift, whatever the case might be. So there's just better uses of technology, even just to play out that initial sort of onboarding piece. But I guess, you know, it ultimately just comes down to a connection of like answering that question, well, why invest in the training, you know, and because I think it is related to that staff turnover, and the statistics are there to say that, you know, that first 90 days, there's an enormous amount of turnover in the first 90 days, and training's a huge in exit interviews. Many people cite training and lack of support as the reason for leaving. And ultimately, you know, even if someone's with you for 3 months, they can still just, you know, destroy your relationship with a customer or customers or your brand. If you treat them well, they might stay longer than 3 months. They might refer a friend to come and work in your business. You know, every customer experience matters. So if you look at it from that point of view, that's the reason why. And I think that's ultimately where technology needs to play a role. Like I mentioned, like the labor cost and the just significant challenges of onboarding staff in a regular turnover environment and retraining is enormous. And that's where technology can play a role. I don't think online learning is a replacement at all for what happens in a venue. But blended learning is the smarter solution. And that's where we see these companies that we work with at Tipsy and elsewhere are really embracing and going, right, we need to deliver skills training, operations training, and compliance training. How do we integrate this together? And how do we have an approach where the things that make sense to be online training and in video and so forth, we can leverage technology, reduce our labor cost, improve our consistency and so forth, and the things that make sense that they'll continue to do in person. So it's a real balancing act, but I think it's absolutely related to not just staff turnover, but ultimately to loyalty. Because I mean, as a customer, we all know if you go somewhere and you have a poor experience, Your coffee's burnt, your meal doesn't come out on time, the staff's rude. The reality is you just don't go back.
Yeah.
Or you leave a bad review, you go somewhere else. So, and that's what I mentioned, like all businesses, they do get this. They're smart people. It's just like, it's more the how of the solution. How do they get a solution to sure. that? And I think technology has to play a major role in that.
No, that's a good point. And I was going to say, I like the term that you said, blended learning. Like it's a blended, you know, on venue versus online. I think that's actually very much needed. With that being said, I know Tipsy has individual, you know, accounts that you make. But it sounds like if you go the business route, you're able to not only include those types of courses that are already on the Tipsy platform, but include your own.
Yeah, absolutely. So we sort of see, the three pillars of training are the skills training, operations, meaning like here's our brand standards, here's how we do things at our own venue, and then your compliance training, your state-based compliance, or your other sort of compliance topics to protect yourself against liability. So they all need to get dealt with, and in Tipsy specifically, we've got a library of about 700 lessons that are on skills and compliance topics. And from an operations perspective, the great thing about Tipsy and a very popular feature is you can film videos on your new menu, how you're going to reopen safely with COVID, and any topic you want, you can film those lessons. We run free boot camps on helping customers do that as well. And then you just upload them into the Tipsy platform. And then you can just schedule them out alongside Tipsy courses or lessons along with your own. So we have customers who create playlists. You can create playlists in Tipsy. So they might create an onboarding playlist. So to the example you gave before, your first shift, you turn up and you get a walk through the venue, you get buddied up with someone, they show you some things. But then on the bus on the way home, you watch another seven lessons, which might be a mix of Tipsy lessons on how to greet a customer and how to give people a great experience, blended with things to do with the operations of that business. So this is a really popular way to cover both of those things, because they're equally important, the operations side as well.
Awesome. That's the part I did not know. So I think that's pretty cool. I'm even learning something on the show. So that's always nice. So do you think this learning and training format is the start for the new generation of restaurateurs and hoteliers out there? I know it's a lot of work for myself to create videos and to create content, but I do know the beauty of it, of having either, you know, some type of template that all I have to do is change a few things and boom, I have a brand new post or a brand new, you know, whatever. I have a video template that all I have to do is take out the middle, put in the new content, and then the beginning and end are, you know, still the same. So it helps keep with that consistency, but very much saves me a lot of time. So I'm just kind of curious on your perspective of that.
Yeah, I think we were, it's a really good question. I think we were already on a wave of a gradual increase towards online learning, you know, particularly with younger managers and owners of hospitality groups and so forth, really, I guess, being the early adopters and people implementing, you know, new technologies. But I really think this COVID, enormous challenge and situation that's happening at the moment, it's really forcing a massive psyche change. It's elevated things to another level. I think, you know, in the boardrooms of hospitality groups around the world, and in the homes of people who own hospitality businesses or manage them, I think they're asking, how do we have capacity to deliver online training, and where are we going to get that capability from? Because it's now difficult in many places to travel and to travel, whether that's between states or within regions. If you can limit that travel, it makes a lot of sense. And people realize that lockdowns and things like this may happen again. So what we're seeing is not only that first, the early adopter sort of generation that had already embraced Tipsy and we were seeing that growth. What we're seeing differently now with respect to Tipsy is a real drive from people to say, hey, we need this capability. We need the capability to deliver online training. We need the flexibility, and I really think we'll not just with Tipsy, but with other things. I guess when you think about it, I guess restaurants and hotels and so forth are, I mean, essentially very technology driven already with the point of sale systems and all the technology in a venue. If you add it all up, there's a lot of technology. So people have embraced it to an extent, but like I mentioned before, the online learning piece has been nice to have, you know, whereas I think now that what we're seeing is, you know, people are really saying, hey, we have to have this capacity and capability, because one of the biggest challenges, I think, in this period as well is, and where we've seen enormous growth is, I think employers have asked themselves more than ever in the last few months, how do we stay connected to our staff? How do we stay engaged? You know, because when people are in a lockdown or in these challenging situations, it's normal for people to be worried about their future. It's normal for people to be concerned about their employment prospects and what does this mean for me personally? You know, how does this affect my future? And what we've seen is an enormous desire from people to upskill, you know, in this environment and to give themselves the best chance for re-employment, the best chance to sort of cross-skill, knowing that new job roles might mean that they need to do more than they previously did, you know, in a new environment with new structures. So I think as much as anything, that's what's changing as well, that it's the psyche of people to say, hey, we need this from a capability point of view, but also just to say, hey, we really need to have a way to stay connected to our staff. We want people to come back. You know, it's, you know, we all know it's a massively challenging time, but life will, you know, things will reopen, and as the virus and the situation allows in different communities, people are going to rush back to their hotels and their venues, and we're all going to need engaged, connected staff who are ready to go. So I think that's what we're seeing in terms of the next generation. I sort of see it. We initially saw it as that's the next generation is the younger people who are embracing technology, whereas we're seeing that that's sort of shifted. The next generation as such isn't to do with your demographic or your age. It's just a mindset shift with people going, hang on, we need to, and obviously Tipsy or online learning is just one small part of that, but they're going, hey, how do we have a more flexible business model? How do we allow for different scenarios that could come up in the future? How do we reduce our cost base and stay engaged with people? And technology and Tipsy specifically can play a really, really cool, you know, good role within that, you know, within that context. Yeah.
That's very well put. Very well put. I like the way that was worded. So I think that's really, really unique. And one of my like off the cuff questions again was, during this time of COVID-19 and like shutdowns and quarantining, have you seen companies from a Tipsy perspective, have you seen companies really focus and take this time? Because I've seen in, you know, Washington and a few other states, companies just say, well, we'll open when they let us open, and they don't do anything. They just, you know, staff are either let go or whatever, and they just keep closed and they just wait. Versus a lot of them kept a lot of employees, had to let go of some, maybe the, you know, brand new ones that, you know, were never with the company more than 90 days or whatever. But do you see them taking this time, okay, instead of just waiting to open, this is the time to really sharpen our skills. Like when our guests come back, we're going to be more than ready to be able to accomplish the task of giving them a unique guest experience, but also being safe, protective, informed, and everything else?
Yeah, great question. I mean, we've absolutely seen that. That's been the main thing that we've really seen is that, of course, there's no doubt some businesses, for whatever reasons, have needed to perhaps furlough staff and for whatever reasons haven't been in a position or haven't then use Tipsy, for example, to help upskill people in this period. But I'd say at large, what we've seen is our customers and the partners we work with call us and reach out to us and have a really strong desire to leverage Tipsy to help and support their staff. And some of the stuff we're seeing is just absolutely phenomenal. One of our customers has completed 100,000 courses on Tipsy during this period with their staff. They're a major group in India, and it's just amazing. I literally had an email this morning sharing some photos of how one hotel group is having staff complete all their certificates, and they take photos of leading staff around the world and celebrate their achievements and so forth. So, and this is the great thing about the way we've designed Tipsy is Tipsy has two postures. One, you can assign training that people have to watch. And in most environments around the world, if you're assigning training, you need to pay people for their time. That's required by law, and it's the right thing to do. Mm. With the way that Tipsy is designed, it is also designed as a self-discover platform where people can go and watch the courses that they want to watch to earn certificates that build to their own Tipsy profile for their own benefit, meaning the certificate vests and sits in their profile so that they can add that to their resume and build their own capability that is meaningful for them. So what we've found is, and no doubt you might relate to this yourself with time you might have available at home, but people just want to do positive things. Like, there's enough bad news on the news, and there's lots of ways to not feel great. So people are just looking for things to do that are positive. So online learning is one of those things. So if you can sort of say to your staff, look, hey, Tipsy's here as a way to for us to stay engaged and connected. We've got a subscription for you. You don't have to do anything. We're not going to assign you training in this period, but it's there for you if you would like to do it. And we want to celebrate everyone's wins. We want to, if you learn new skills, we're going to be able to consider you for roles as we reopen and whatnot. We're just seeing, incredible engagement. And I think that obviously Tipsy is just one way that companies are doing that. But it's incredibly important because otherwise you're going to have staff that become disengaged. They look for, and they might need to anyway, but they look for other job roles. They look, go and move into other industries, and it's harder to bring your pool of talent back, mm-hmm. and they haven't developed their skills. So what better way when we reopen, you're going to have A, engaged people, but B, if you can have engaged people who have also learned new skills and cross-skilled so they can do other job roles and be more flexible in the new business models that sort of reopen and so forth, it's just a better way to be. So we're absolutely seeing that in all sorts of incredible ways. So that's been really a real positive thing to see.
That's awesome. I'm a big fan of guest experience, but not only guest experience, the team experience. That's a big cultural thing that I think is definitely very much needed. So it's cool that you guys actually are you're not just an individual thing, but you're a team experience. You're helping kind of, like you said, to keep people engaged and celebrating, their good initiative courses for companies to use and say, hey, show off your certificates. Like, who's going to have the most when we reopen? Type stuff. Like, it's kind of a fun initiative, and it also is very positive when you're learning something. And like I said, I took the course, I took a couple courses, and I learned brand new things, and I was like, what the heck, this is a very it's not like a boring slideshow, it's very well informed. But then of course now I'm learning something and I'm writing notes down and I'm checking it out as I'm watching the course. I'm they're like Googling this one thing that the instructor said I need to have for my social media platforms or whatever. And so it's just, I think that's a unique way to put it. And I think that itself, the team experience and culture, should be focused on a little bit more. I don't think it gets the spotlight it deserves as much. And so I give my hat off to you guys for being a part of that. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, do you have any conclusion, any conclusion, thoughts, maybe some shameless shout outs or just more information where people can find out more about you or the company, all that good stuff?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, if anyone would like to learn about Tipsy, just go to Tipsy, TYPSY.com and check it out. That we have lots of options. We understand lots of businesses are in different situations right now. Until the 30th of September, any hospitality business globally can go onto Tipsy, add as many staff as you like, schedule out up to 700 lessons, unlimited, and it's completely free. So just for any business who might be listening, who wants to increase the ways you're staying engaged with staff and upskilling them in this period, it's an opportunity to check that out and see if it's a fit for you. To be frank, I don't really have any final thoughts or reflections. I think a more broad sort of reflection and something maybe you've been feeling this too through this period, but I've really just been reflecting through this period on how, I mean, as we've been growing this business, you just get caught up like anyone else, right? You just get caught up in trying to, you know, make the business work and grow and be as valuable as it can be and as you can be to people. But I think through this period, I've really just reflected and realized how important hospitality is at a social level, you know, in society. And what I've really missed in this period is, where I live right now is in lockdown. It's a different challenge, but I've really missed just, you know, the fabric of going into cafes. I normally work from a cafe at least 1 or 2 hours a day. It's just something I love doing. You just sort of realize how the role that hospitality plays in keeping us all connected is just so important, really. So it's just a final thought that, one of the things we've been reading a lot about, and as you see, is like that the hospitality industry is taking a big hit and it's a huge challenge. And I guess in reality, it's just, behind all that, it's the story of all the businesses, you know, the story of the small businesses that are struggling at the moment or the families that aren't sure on their livelihoods. And I think that's, final thought is with everyone going through that challenge is just hoping they're going to be okay and to navigate it as best they can. And if there's any way Tipsy can support through what we do, you know, like I said, we're doing what we can by making our product free, for 6 months. It started a while back, but until the end of September really just hoping if anyone listening in hospitality that they, who's going through the struggles, that they get through okay and can stay as positive as they can and we get through the other side.
Amen. That's very well put. And I will add to that this is the most, I would say, this industry I've seen be so like durable, like just so resilient in everything. So I'm very excited to see the rising tide, I guess, of everybody coming through once COVID is over, hopefully, knock on wood, a little soon. I couldn't have said that any better. So I think it's awesome. And for everybody who's listening, please, 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 please go to the show notes below. It's going to have all the links with Tipsy's information, all the stuff that you're going to need to know. There's great blog content on there. Especially one from yours truly, you know, I wrote a nice little guest blog on there, so I'll link that in there. But Tipsy and Slick Talk are also partners. So anything regarding the podcast and you want to learn more about Tipsy, I'm a advocate for them and will always be able to guide you guys towards the right tools. So go ahead, check out the show notes. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Jonathan, for being on the show and just giving, you know, the insights of what you guys do in the educational space of hospitality. And for all the Slick Talk podcast listeners, we will see you guys again next week.
Thank you so much for listening. We love your support and want to provide the best we can to all our listeners. So please find us online, social media, and on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast.
What's up, everybody? If you've gotten this far into the episode of Slick Talk, the Hospitality Podcast, then you are amazing, and thank you so much for tuning in. We want to send you two places really quickly. If you can, check out the show notes and click the hospitality.fm link. Check out all of our other shows on the podcast network. And don't forget, if you have someone that you want to hear on the podcast, then fill out the guest fill out form so that way we can get them on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy another episode of Slick Talk, the Hospitality Podcast.